in a little while the relationship between him and Rabbi Akiva, because only through the support of Rabbi Akiva could the thing go. But he must have been quite a person to impress Rabbi Akiva. He just, you know, you're not talking here about a professional wrestler or a linebacker, somebody that was just a big bruiser. He must have had much more to him. And in fact, in the writings of Bar Kokhba, again, in Yadin's book, he comes off as a very sensitive, intelligent, knowledgeable person. Also, as a very pious person, religiously observant. But not only religiously observant doesn't necessarily make one pious, but as someone who had a great faith, and whose faith was sincere and real. And therefore, this combination, together with his charismatic personality, was naturally a very, very strong attraction to the Jewish people. Now, he came on the scene when the Emperor Hadrian came to power, and he said that the only way that the Jews would get anything out of the Romans would be to take it by force. And he organized this very large army, and he began the rebellion against Rome. The rebellion against Rome lasted almost 6 years, and for 4 years there was an independent Jewish state under Bar Kokhba. Now, I brought with me today 5 coins. Those of you who don't have the privilege to be here personally, I regret it. But what do you want for $100? But I have here 5 coins, 3 of which are Bar Kokhba coins. They are from the year 134 of the Common Era. They're 1850 years old. And I have 2 coins, the first 2 coins minted of the State of Israel. I mean, they're not the first 2 coins, but the first 2 in 1948, when the State of Israel came into being. And you will see that the State of Israel minted as its first coin the exact coin that Bar Kokhba minted almost 19 centuries earlier, to show the continuity of it. Now, the Bar Kokhba coins, just to explain them to you, they're not, some of them are easier to see than others. They all have his name on it, Shimon, on one side. And on the other side, in Latin, it says Jerusalem Freed. And on one side, the coins have a pitcher, the form of a pitcher. And they have the form of 3 sheaves of grain, which was always a Jewish symbol of fertility and blessing. They also have the form of a palm tree on it, Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch. And they have also the third item on it are pomegranates, which is also a typical and ancient Jewish symbol. And those are the coins of Bar Kokhba. There are these coins I got in the old city of Jerusalem from an Arab dealer. There are coins that are even more rare. These are not particularly rare, but there are coins that are even more rare. Those are the coins from the year 131, which were coins, Roman coins, that he super imprinted upon the Roman coin. And in fact, almost as an act of a derision, of sarcasm, he had coins taken from the time of Titus. And the coins that were printed, that were imprinted and minted, that said Judea Capta, Judea destroyed, captured, conquered, he superimposed on those coins his name and the legend that Jerusalem was freed. So I'll pass these coins around, and you'll take a look at